This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. One of the things that comes along with the gig economy often is change. Change in working conditions for people trying to get by with a couple of three part-time jobs. Changes in the kinds of work they do, and also changes in pay. Companies like Uber and TaskRabbit tweak their compensation models not infrequently. The grocery delivery app Instacart restructured how it pays people about 2 months ago, saying it was trying to help its workers become more efficient and get more orders. But the details are hard to parse out there because tips and delivery charges vary by state. And so, as it often is with gig companies, it is tough to figure out how much or how little these workers actually do make. Sam Harnett has that story from San Francisco.
Instacart has set me up with Fernando Elvira to show me what it's like to be one of its workers.
Can I get a quarter pound of the coho salmon filet, please?
Yeah. We're at a San Francisco Whole Foods, where Elvira teaches me the secret of how to find the perfect avocado. How, you ask? Well, you remove that little nub at the end and look at the color. Green means it's not ready. Brown means it's overripe.
But if it's yellow, it's just right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Elvira loves this job. He started 2 years ago after dropping out of UC Davis, a nearby state school. He couldn't afford the tuition and is now living with his parents. He says he makes $500 to $1,000 a week and that the pay changes haven't made a big impact. That said, Elvira hopes someday to actually get employed at Instacart and have a real steady job.
I mean, hopefully I do. Hopefully I get another opportunity where I can grow with the company and, you know, maybe get a higher position.
It's tricky to find Instacart workers who will talk to the media if you don't go through Instacart. Like other gig companies, there's no big union and nothing to protect workers from getting kicked off the app. Instacart worker Isaac DeSanto says he talked to me because he's frustrated and plans to move on anyway.
Yeah, now I'm definitely quitting.
DeSanto is a graduating college senior at UC Berkeley. I contacted him through a Facebook group that Instacart workers made so they could communicate about the company. I spoke with others upset about the pay change, but no one wanted to go on the record. They depend on this job to support their families.
I'm fortunate enough to not be as reliant on it as others would be.
DeSanto works in the Bay Area, where Instacart slashed delivery rates. He says drivers get to keep more tips, but that doesn't make up for the cuts. DeSanto says he mastered the old system and made $25 an hour. Now he says he's earning $5 an hour less. DeSanto says this abrupt change was a wake-up call about the weak position of the modern worker.
The pay cut was just another step in feeling like replaceable.
Instacart says it won't retaliate against workers for talking to the media. In a statement, it says workers will earn between $15 and $20 on average, although it's not releasing data to back that up or other details on the cuts. About a week after I reached out to the Instacart group on Facebook, another worker got back in touch with me. He wanted to talk.
This is KD Davis. I'm a full-service shopper for Instacart in Houston, Texas.
Davis says the pay cut reduced his take-home by 30%. And with two kids, one a newborn, that's a big loss. Even so, Davis was reluctant to do this interview. He didn't want to risk losing the gig. But his wife, who works full-time elsewhere, said he should speak his mind.
Everybody needs a voice. Everybody needs to get out there. You know, somebody, you need someone standing up. And hopefully, you know, someone else will hear what I'm saying and they will move forward if they're being treated. They feel they're being treated unfairly as well.
Davis wants consumers to know what it's like for workers at gig companies like Instacart.
Things can change on the whim, no notice, whether it's the good for the bad. So, you know, just think again, once again, about the kind of company that you want to give your business to and think about the employees that are bringing you these services.
Davis doesn't blame customers for ordering groceries through Instacart. It's convenient. He'd use it too if he had the money. He just wants to remind people that behind these on-demand services are workers like him who you don't often hear from. In San Francisco, I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.